Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. That's going to be Carlos Collins.
Hey, Carlos. How can I help you today?
Long story short, I just got off the phone with Paul to ask some pertinent questions, and I want to sign up for service.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you set up for service. Could I get your service address, please?
That's going to be 877 Nicholas Avenue, Kingston, New York, the front house.
Okay, give me one moment, please. You said 877?
Mm-hmm. Nicholas Avenue.
Okay, yes, Nicholas Avenue, Kingston, New York. All right, so the in-service date for your location is on October 25th, so I can definitely sign you up for service. Is the location a home or business?
Home.
Are you interested in a specific speed, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
2 gigs.
All right, are you interested in any Wi-Fi extenders?
I didn't think about that.
How big is your home?
It's a small home in truth. I don't know. Really can't think of, how far would a normal unit call like go?
That's what
like
I was asking.
Covered,
how big? How big is your home in terms of square feet, approximately?
Yeah, that I couldn't tell you, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Is it a one-bedroom home, a two-bedroom home, two-story home?
See. Two-story home. It's a small. It's basically got like a small little attic dormer, and it's a small little cottage.
All right. Do you want to start off with no extenders, and then if it's the case that you do need one, we could have a technician drop one at your location?
Yeah, let's just do it that way for starters.
All right, no problem. Are you interested in getting the standard phone line for $24.99 per month?
No, I have cell phones for the phone.
Okay, and just to confirm the address, it's 877 Nicholas Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
Own.
And how are the current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
For my internet service?
Like your power, your phone cable, the wires?
No, I guess everything is, there's a telephone pole of some sort across the street, electrical pole.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry, but I don't really, it never occurred to me.
That's okay.
Everything comes into the house through a line, I thought.
And your billing address, is it different than your service address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
That'll be Carlos.
And could you spell your last name for me, please, Carlos?
That's going to be Collins.
What email address would you like to add on file?
If you wanted to put my first name, last name, year I was born, which is 1978@gmail.com.
Go ahead with the year again, please.
I'm sorry?
Could you go ahead with the air? Carlos Collins,
1978@gmail.com.
Okay, primary phone number?
845-430-6488.
Do you want to add a secondary phone number on file?
No, I'll primarily be taking care of this.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Email and text are always best. I hate answering the phone, honestly.
All right. So just to read you some disclosures for the text and email. For text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers by email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Sure. You guys are new enough. Let's see what you got.
All right, no problem. So just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 2 gig fiber internet, no extenders at the moment, or the phone service. The service address is 877 Nicholas Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. You're not sure how the current utility wires are feeding your home, and your billing address is different than your service address.
No, my billing address and service address are the same.
Yes, they're not different. That's correct.
Oh, pardon. Misheard you.
And one moment, please. So, as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. Will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can choose to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Yeah, we'll just give you the $50 deposit. I was anticipating having to pay more.
Okay. And also just to let you know, with the deposit, it stays on the account until you choose to terminate the service. Then we'll just send out a cashier's check. Or it will go towards like outstanding balance on the account.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, basically, when not the deposit will wind up going towards the payment on the account.
Yes, but it won't go towards your first payment. It will go towards when you terminate the service.
So you're basically taking the deposit as a ransom?
We're just keeping it as a hold on the account. So you can choose to, we could do the credit check, and if you do pass the credit check, then you won't need to make the $50 deposit.
No, I understand that part and whatnot. No, I just wanted to understand the whole, like, deposit thing. Usually a deposit winds up getting put towards a future payment, but you're telling me that you guys will hold it until I basically cancel the account, and then you guys will send me a check in the mail for that $50 deposit.
Or it would go towards any outstanding balances on the account when you do terminate the service.
Gotcha. Or any outstanding balances towards the account. So long story short, you guys are holding the $50 deposit ransom until everything is said and clear and whatnot and on such, because the if I owe you guys money, you wouldn't send me that back at the end of the closure of the contract.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm just making sure. So this way I understand and whatnot. No, I will not see that $50 back until after 2 years, potentially, if I decided to cancel.
If you do decide to cancel, that is correct.
Okay. I just needed to understand everything and on stuff. Some folks need practical advice. All righty. So let's just do this and be done with it and take the $50 deposit.
Okay. And also just to ask, are you interested in getting the discount for enrolling in auto-paying paperless billing?
Yes.
If you do auto-paying paperless billing with your checking or savings account, you get $10 off. And if you do auto-pay and paperless billing with your credit or debit card, it's $5 off.
Okay.
Do you want to do your checking or savings or credit or debit?
We'll do debit.
Debit?
Yes, ma'am.
A moment, please. All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
That will be 4168-4400. 03-78-8799.
Thank you. And the expiration date?
That's going to be 2/26.
And the CVV?
718.
And what is the name on the card, the cardholder's name?
Carlos P. Collins.
Collins with two L's. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And your zip code?
12401.
All right, thank you. How did you hear about Archsoft Fiber?
One saw a truck today, two, my husband basically been talking about you guys for the last couple of days.
All right. And is there anything that our technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or a septic tank?
Not that I'm aware of.
It's okay. And, okay, let me just go ahead and submit your order. All right, so I'm just going to read a few disclosures to you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street. That is prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Okay.
All right. So closer to October 25th, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation. And I went ahead and submitted the order, okay?
Excellent.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Carlos?
No, Abigail, that has been perfect.
All right. No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
You too now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.